hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Tony, how are you tonight, my friend?
Hey, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you guys doing?
Really good. Thank you, Tony. So, Tony, I just want to build off something we were just talking to Christine Lisi about, and I want to get your thoughts about the future of the Patriots. Do you think Brady or Belichick leaves first, or do you think they go out together?
You know, that's a good question, man. I think Tom looked so well last year, but you know, age is something that you, I don't care how much you work out or how great you are, it's going to catch up with you sooner or later. Now, Belichick can coach. You can coach for quite some time. So I think it'll be Brady leaving before Belichick leaving. And it really depends on what Belichick wants to accomplish too. So that's it's kind of hard, but I'm looking at Tom Brady leaving. I'll give Tom another 2 years. I think next year, now this is just me saying, I think next year will be a season for Tom that won't go as well as this past season, because of his age. I mean, he'll be 41 years old, man. You know, I don't know if there's ever been a 41-year-old quarterback, putting up numbers like he's put up. So I just see the decline coming. And then again, I could be wrong. So, I don't know what type of pill he's taking, but evidently it's working pretty good for him. But I see Brady leaving before Belichick. That's just my opinion.
Tony, I want to talk to you a little bit about life after the game, right? As I was reading, over on ESPN.com earlier today, former basketball great Chris Bosh is talking about making a comeback, even though the Miami Heat essentially forced him into retirement due to blood clot issues that he was having. They were no longer willing to take the risk of putting him out there on the basketball court. But, now he's talking about, how he wants to come back. He talks about, losing the game is sort of one thing, but losing the environment and being with the fellas and being in the locker room and being around those guys is even harder. And for athletes like you and him, talk about the difficulty, of your playing career coming to an abrupt end and how difficult that is, but then losing everything else sort of around the game, how much more difficult that is as well.
Oh, it's definitely tough. Now, you got to understand something. Most professional athletes play football or basketball, whatever sport they play. They played it since they're 7 years old. So they've always been around a team. They've always been around a coach. They've always been in the locker room. They've always had that camaraderie. And for, you're just not going to stay for a 7-year career in the NFL. You got to take the NFL. You got to take college. You got to take high school. You got to take Pop Warner and all that together, because that's all we did. I mean, that's all we lived for. From when I turned seven, when I was 7 years old, I went to my mom and said, "Mom, I want to be a professional athlete, a professional football player." And from that day forward, that's all I thought about was football. And then when you get into that environment, when you, especially when you get to high school, and now you see your friends are not like you're really your friends; they're like your brothers. And then when you get to college, it's even more of it. And then when you get to the professional side of it, you have families, and you go out to dinner with your families with different guys, and these guys are definitely like your brothers. You go to war with them, and for all that to go away, man, it's tough. I mean, it really is. It was tough for me. I documented it in my book. It took me a while to get over that, man. And of course, I wasn't doing the things that I should have been doing, but it was depression. I went through thoughts of suicide and different things like that. But it's tough, especially back then when I played. You know, they really didn't teach you, you know, you need to think about your what you're going to do after you play football. I think the NFL is doing a lot better job now than they did back when I was playing of talking to the players, about doing things, preparing themselves, for the life after football. We didn't have any of that, even though we should have been smarter anyway to prepare ourselves, but a lot of guys didn't. And even with the guys that prepared themselves, and when football was taken away from them, and, you know, from people cheering for them. But the thing I miss the most, Chris, is just the fact of the camaraderie with the guys. You know, I always love, you know, getting back with the guys. One of the reasons why I do my golf tournament is for the guys that come to my golf tournament, and I can hang out with them. Because, you know, I'm living down here in North Carolina, and I don't get to see the guys up in Boston like a lot of players that live up there. So it was tough, man. It's a tough situation. I don't care what player or who they are. If you played a sport for that many years and you stopped playing, it's a tough transition. So yeah, it was tough for me, and I'm pretty sure it's just tough for a lot of other guys as well.
And Tony, just one more on that topic, because I take it a step further. Because, you know, until I started reading the article, you know, about Chris Bosh and all of the sorts of things that he's going through, you really don't understand how expansive the abrupt change is. Because, you know, when the big paychecks stop rolling in and the per diem money isn't flowing like it was, you're suddenly not eating at the restaurants that you used to eat at all the time. You know, now you're at home suddenly 24/7. So the relationship with your wife and your kids is different, because you're used to being on the road 6 to 9 months out of the year. And now all of a sudden you're not going anywhere. You're in the house 24/7. So there's a lot that it impacts. You know, talk about, I'm just curious, you can talk about that piece, you know, the relationship piece, the eating piece, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, man. Even that part of it, you know, when I think about it, man, you know, now you can't go out to dinner every night. You can't go to the movie theater every time you want to go, or whatever you want to do. You have to be on a budget. We didn't know what a budget was when we were playing in the league. So you know, you got to get on a budget. I thank God for my wife. So she takes care of the money and she channels everything. And I asked her, babe, can we go out to dinner this week? So. You know, it's totally different, man. It's a life changer. I mean, it really is. But it's not so much the money, Chris. I really feel, you know, that part of it is a drastic change. But the thing that, like I said again, the thing that really got to me was, you know, not being around the guys and not competing. You know, you're not competing anymore, you know, so. You know, and I was a competitor, man. I wanted to win in everything that I did, and so that part of it, when you lose that part of it, you lose the cheers of the crowd. You lose that, man, and that gets you going. And so now you're sitting around the house, you know, watching Shameless. It's a drastic change, man. It really is. You know, it's just. But you know, life is good now for me. I have to admit. You know, I've gotten used to what I need to do, and every now and then I'll call some of the guys and see how they're doing. And like I said, my tournament that I have every year, inviting the guys back, seeing those guys, and I go to different golf tournaments around the country and seeing the guys, and that really helps. But yeah, it's a big change being home a lot. You know, you never used to that, you know. But, you know, since I've been traveling, doing my talks and different things like that, that's kind of helping out a lot. And now the kids are gone. All my kids are gone off to doing their own thing. I got my youngest daughter. She's a sophomore in high school. I mean, sophomore in college. And so, you know, that everything kind of is working their way in. And, you know, I've been retired since 1990, so I've gotten on my schedule now, and I'm doing pretty really good right now as well.
Bob, questions for Tony?
Hey, Tony, we were talking earlier in the show about LeSean McCoy, and he'll be 30 years old when the next season starts, Tony. And you played just past the age of 30. And McCoy, you look at his stats, he's been an incredible workhorse for 9 years. 9 years as a running back in this league, Tony, as you know, does things to your body, and how this guy continues to do it is amazing with the workload he keeps and everything. But we mentioned that the clock has to be ticking on a guy like this as they rebuild in Buffalo or whatever. But how is it, Tony, when you hit the age of 30 as a running back who's taken a lot of hits, were you the same player as you were when you were 22 years old?
I wish I could say that I was, but I definitely wasn't. You know, you lose a step. Of course, you're not as fast as you are. You're not as quick as you want to be. But you know, I think LeSean and I got to meet my son played college ball with him. He's a really good kid, and I got to meet him a few times. And he's a hard worker. He works hard, really hard in the gym. And so that's one of the things that I see for him playing 9 years, and he's still very productive. And I know the only reason I know why he's productive is because, you know, he stays in the gym. He works hard in the gym, and that's one of the things that's going to keep him productive. But, you know, it's not going to last. You know, it's not going to last. So, you know, age is something that's going to catch you. I don't care where you are, who you are, what you do. You know, the age part of it is going to catch you. And you know, playing 9 years, and you know he's going on his 10th year. That's a great accomplishment for a running back to be as productive as he is. But again, the wear and tear in his body, man, is going to take a toll on him. All the hits and the different things like that. And I'm sure he's not thinking about that right now, but it's going to catch up with him.
And one more, Tony. Earlier today, we heard that Le'Veon Bell is going to be playing probably under the franchise tag again this coming year. $12 million a year. It's not a bad gig, I guess, if he can get it, right, Tony? But $12 million. But he says if he doesn't sign a long-term contract, in the near future, you won't see him till week one. Now, you know, I know these guys, it's a business. And again, I know how short a life it could be for a running back, Tony. But when you, like, negotiate in the press like that and through social media, Tony, do you think it's a good thing for the team in general?
No, I mean, it's a distraction. I mean, you know, it really is a distraction to the team and different things like that. Now, Le'Veon, I gotta give it to Le'Veon. I think I've seen him do this a couple times where he's been coming to, I think he sat out. Well, I think for one of those times he couldn't play, but he didn't come to training camp or whatever. But man, when he gets on the field, man, he doesn't miss a step, man. He's one of those running backs that's real special. He's got a special technique in how he gets to the runs to the line like half speed, and then he hits that hole and he goes. He's a special back. I really believe right now he's probably the number one back in the NFL. So for him to ask for as much money as he wants, I think he should, because you know, you got to get as much as you can. But it is a distraction with what he's doing, but I really feel that, you know, as a player, especially playing football, you got to get as much as you can, because you never know how long you're going to be able to play. And with Le'Veon, man, he is the best running back in the NFL right now, hands down. That's what I see, my opinion, he is. So, again, I think it is a distraction, but again, on the player side of it, I think he should try to get as much as he can get, because he's worth it.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things that you do to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org, just helping kids decide where they want to go to school. Well, not only deciding where they want to go, making sure they want to go. And that's one of the things that we're doing this year is influencing kids how important a college education can be in their lives and getting out and doing things and preparing themselves for the future. So, TonyCollinsFoundation.org.
Tony, take care, my friend. We look forward to catching up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Take care, Tony.
God bless you guys, Chris and Bob. Take care, guys.
Okay, man.
Thanks, Tony. Take care, my friend. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, former Steelers wide receiver Will Blackwell, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Will on the other side of these messages about our good friends Drew Bledsoe and Double Back Winery.